Coming up in the second hour, the must-watch and must-ignore aspects of K-State's spring game tomorrow. Chiefs released their schedule last night. Some very noteworthy elements of that, and another Chiefs-related story that has Mitch and I very upset and could result in us avoiding Arrowhead Stadium this upcoming season. Also, we are probably going to be talking with John Kurtz from Toyton Family Stadium as Brad Hill is chasing some history with K-State baseball this weekend against West Virginia, and we'll finish things up with You Can't Be Serious. Both of us have missed portions of this week. You've actually pretty much missed the entire week.
I haven't been here since Monday.
This is your one and only show this week, but both of us were in Kansas City on Wednesday because it was my birthday. It was your girlfriend Savannah's birthday. I think both of us had a good time, but we had very different schedules of events for what took place. I went to the casino to start, and I won at the blackjack table, which was nice. Always a good feeling.
What was the minimum bet at your table?
We just sat down at a $5 table.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to Hollywood?
Yeah, I was at Hollywood, yeah.
Last time I went there, there wasn't a $5 table.
Yeah, it's hard to find them. Yeah. It's hard to find them. I generally have to sit at a $10 table. But no, we did find a $5, and it went pretty well. Actually, I made $50, and I was with two friends, and they both made $100 each. So, very, very good trip.
That is rare for everybody to come out on top.
Yeah, we felt good about it. And then we head over to Arthur Bryant's for dinner. Excellent barbecue, some of the best barbecue in the world. Then over to the K and see the Royals beat Madison Bumgarner and the Giants. So that was my day in Kansas City, and it was a very good time.
So we ended up, we got a hotel in the Legends area, went to dinner, and we went to a Perfect Circle concert at Starlight Theater, which is just a few miles from Kauffman Stadium. A lot of people are probably not familiar with a Perfect Circle. They don't tour very much, but their lead singer is Maynard Keenan, who is the same as the lead singer of Tool. And that was all right. That was okay. Went back to the hotel and played some board games. Different kind of board games. Really fun board games because we had a lot of family with us. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, took Savannah to go get a tattoo.
Really?
And, yeah, so yesterday was the second anniversary of her dad passing away in a car accident. So she got a tattoo in his honor on her left arm. And if anybody needs a great reference or a great idea of where to go get a tattoo, I got a great recommendation for you in Kansas City. I was very pleased by the way it turned out and how quick it was. I was impressed.
She handled it like a champ, I assume?
Yes. That wasn't her first. I think it was her seventh.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's a pretty good birthday, too. So,
and we went to Gates.
Because it was right there on
the corner, right next to it, pretty close. Pretty much.
See, I'm going to take Arthur Bryant's over Gates.
Never been Arthur Bryant's, so I can't really say.
And I know that John has my back on that. He's said many times that his last meal, he wants to be the burnt ends at Arthur Bryant's. So I have been to Gates. It's good, but I'll take ABs every time. That's going to wrap up hour one. What to watch for and what you don't need to worry about in tomorrow's Kansas State spring game to lead off hour two next.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan.